Assalamu alaikum, guys. So to start off, the day I actually converted to Islam was a day before Ramadan 2016. I believe it was June 5th to be exact. I recited the Shahada in my room alone, and I immediately felt something in my body, in my heart, and in my mind that is honestly unexplainable. I immediately texted one of my Muslim brothers that I knew at the time, and he was actually at the masjid. He proceeded to text me, and I told him that I recited, and he honestly just sent a bunch of love and advice, just some starters, some points to point out to me. I had a rough time, honestly, because I kind of made it public. I'm a very social media kind of person. I made things public, and things didn't go the way I wanted them to, or things happened unexpectedly. My parents didn't accept me being Muslim for a long time. I was kicked out the house. I was told to delay Islam. I was yelled at. I was questioned a lot. Being that I converted at the age of 16, I definitely knew that I was gonna get that backlash. I moved to my dad's that summer, so I really didn't get much of an experience for months. I didn't have a community surrounding me. It was very hard knowing I made a decision, but also knowing that there wasn't any progress for a long time. Senior year of high school started, and I joined a MSA club, which is a Muslim Student Association. I met a bunch of the brothers, and I started to connect very well with them, and I became friends with them. Eventually, I started to go to the masjid. One of my Muslim brothers, he would take me to the masjid every Friday for salah. This is pretty much the rotation for a while, honestly, the whole year. It was a struggle as well. Going to the masjid, obviously with my mom not supporting me at the time, because when I would go to the masjid, she would come pick up my other siblings, and when I got back to school after leaving the masjid, it was hard to find a ride home. Eventually, towards the end of the year, I got a car, alhamdulillah, and I was able to drive myself to the masjid. I was able to participate in more events, connect with people more. Allah puts you in positions of struggle and pain and hardships and trials for a reason. I strongly believe in that. Without all of that, I wouldn't be the person I am today, and my iman wouldn't be as strong as it is today. I went through a lot of pain and struggle that I thought I would never be able to get through. My first official Ramadan was in 2017. I moved to my dad's that summer as well, through mid-Ramadan, but in the beginning, I was at the masjid most of the time. It was a struggle not being able to be around a community and be at the masjid towards the end. I've had, and I still have, a hard time just reflecting on my past and going back to the past and making a ton of mistakes, very publicly as well. It's made me have fall-offs with brothers in my community, and people question me and people be confused about the person that I am. I've turned to being angry and defensive and not caring some of the times, and sometimes I felt down and I felt sad and bad about myself. After the summer, I went to college and I joined the MSA group in my college. I feel like everything from that time up until Ramadan 2018 was kind of a blur, to be honest, just because I was in school. Ramadan 2018 rolled around, and it was honestly one of the best times I've ever had, and one of the best Ramadans that I've had so far. I went to the masjid almost every night, alhamdulillah, and I connected with my community. It's one of those times in my journey that I'll never forget, and I'm super grateful for. If I could relive any moment in my life, or any moment in this journey of being Muslim, it would definitely be Ramadan 2018. I had an unfortunate event where one of my relatives was murdered right before Ramadan 2018 started, and that was one of the last times I've cried. I've been through a lot of pain and a lot of losses in my life. Subhanallah, it's crazy how an event like that could be right by such a holy month, the holy month of Ramadan. I just knew the shaitan was trying to get me at my lowest point and beat me down and for Ramadan to be right around the corner, literally like the same week of, it really helped me mentally. Definitely with me dealing with a lot of mental health issues as well. It was a rough time. It's one of those times where good and bad were mixed. It's one of those times where you realize, hey, you know, the bad, the struggles that you go through, they're blessings from Allah because He wants you to become closer to Him. He wants you to do better. I'll never forget Ramadan 2018 and all the memories and all the fun I had. And every night at the masjid, honestly, after Ramadan 2018, I kind of had a stump in my life. The post Ramadan fall off. It was the first time that I stopped praying since I started praying being Muslim, and I felt bad about myself and I was doing bad things and things just weren't going my way. I feel like that's what 2018 brung to me. You know, it was a lot of pain. I lost a lot of people in my life, relatives, family, but looking back, it's taught me a lot, alhamdulillah, and it's made me stronger, a better person, a better Muslim. Bad things that happen in your life are also blessings, as hard as that is to say or understand in the moment. I did things that, you know, ruined my reputation in my Muslim community, and I regret, and I try to not have regrets, but those are some of the things I regret because I lost some of the closest people to me. It's very hard when you feel like your iman is low and your faith is not there and your connection with Allah is not there and you feel distant from your community. Fast forwarding to this year's Ramadan, Ramadan 2019, started off amazing, alhamdulillah, and the first week, you know, I can't describe it. It was probably one of the best weeks of my life that I've had in a long time. The second week rolled around and it started to get a little shaky and I wasn't doing as good as I was. I took a week off social media when Ramadan started. I actually deleted all of my social media apps to focus. Eventually, I made a public video, another public mistake. During that month this year, I left Islam. I made a bunch of points, a bunch of confusing points, a bunch of, you know, impulsive points in a decision out of some thoughts in my head. It's one of the biggest regrets I have in my life. One of my Muslim brothers told me, though, you know, you shouldn't have regrets because everything is a part of Allah's plan. Much as we might not understand or we might have a plan of ourselves, Allah's plan is always the best for us. You know, it sucks to relive that moment and have that moment play in my head all the time, especially when I'm feeling down. But, you know, things happen and you have to continue to push through and trust in Allah and just pray and make dua and ask Allah for forgiveness and repent to Allah, because this life is temporary. This dunya is temporary. I immediately regretted my decision and, you know, I went straight to the masjid. I told myself not to give up. I went straight to the masjid and I continued to fast Ramadan. Current day, I'm in a very good mindset. Alhamdulillah, I'm living alone. I moved alone. Allah blessed me with an apartment. Allah has blessed me with, you know, a great mindset, a positive mindset to keep pushing and moving forward and make a better living for myself and a better future for myself. And then I'm 20 years old now, converted at the age of 16, and this journey has been insane, but I know it's just getting started. Inshallah, there's many more to come, many more memories. I've never been one of those people that's really enjoyed drinking or smoking or having intercourse with someone. So me accepting Allah's words and the Quran and what we're supposed to follow have never been, you know, something that I struggle with. I've struggled with it a little bit, but not as much, just because my mindset has always been to not do these things or have an interest in these things that are haram. You know, people will never get you. People will always have thoughts on you, and people, I've learned, will always have something to say, whether you're doing good in your religion or not. But in the end, you're living for Allah and you're not living for anyone else in this dunya. And it's just going to be you and Allah on the Day of Judgment. I've been confused with my identity for a long time. I've been sexually harassed as a kid. I've opened up to the public many different times. I've had a bunch of, you know, bad thoughts. I've dealt with social anxiety and depression for a long time. I've been through a lot of things, but alhamdulillah for the good and the bad. You never really understand that the bad are blessings for you. For those of you out there that are going through struggles, I pray that Allah blesses you and Allah guides you. Allah guides us all. Allah helps you and allows you to get through these struggles and allows you to understand that they're meant to happen to you. As a convert, all I want to do, honestly, is to be able to inspire people and, you know, lift people up and send positivity in the most humble way. I think it's important for me to tell my story and important for people to understand the things that I've been through being a Muslim convert or even before I was Muslim, because things have not always been easy for me, honestly. But to be gifted with the blessing of Islam, honestly, you know, sometimes I get emotional or I cry or I'm just happy that I was gifted with the religion of Islam. It's kind of insane, subhanAllah, that this is my life and this is, you know, what I have forever, inshallah. So I just want to let people know and to tell people to never give up and always trust in Allah and His plan, and just to be grateful for the people around you, the good people around you, the blessings, the good and the bad, and just be grateful for everything that happens to you, because it'll all make sense in the future. Thank you guys for supporting me. I don't want to, you know, make this too long, but thank you guys for the positivity on everything. I appreciate it. I love you guys. I love my community. I love the people that I'm surrounded with. Honestly, that's all. I love you guys so much. I want to leave this with saying, Allah can take blessings away from you just as fast as He gave them to you. So be grateful for everything in your life, the people in your life, the things that happen to you, the things that are given to you. Trust in Allah's plan. You got this. We all got this. Thanks for watching, guys. Subscribe to Muslim Convert Stories. They're amazing. Once again, I appreciate you guys allowing me to tell my story. It means the world. Wallah.